So, 67 Corvette, you'd get it ready now for a race. And the first race you ran, where was that?
It was Daytona.
24 hours of Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in your first race?
This is where I take credit for. Sunray DX, we'd been doing all this racing, but we'd never done round-round racing. It's what I call it, track racing, which is Daytona with high banks and so forth. I kept reading about Jerry Grant from Washington. He was doing all the good out there, so I just called him. And Sunray might have paid him, as far as I know. Could be. He's a big old guy. Wasn't scared of a car or scared of the walls or anything like that. We got some real savvy learning from him. On those banks, 200 miles an hour, the air would form just like you hitting a brick wall. It would knock you back down. I mean, if your ass end swung up a little bit too far, man, it was somebody hammering you. That's what I learned about round-round tracks.
Would it be right to say there's a gravitational pull on you then at that mm-hmm. time?
Yeah, we were supposed to have had six-point pull on...
G's, don't they call them?
G's.
Yeah.
You couldn't lift up your hand or anything in the cars with the G-forces.
But in that first race, you had brake failure. 40 minutes left in the race.
Oh, yeah, we had a 2-bit part, 65-cent part, that broke, and all I could do is head for the sandbank. I just had to keep it straight from rolling over and over.
But you finished the race.
Mm-hmm. It took a long time, though, but we had such a lead buildup.
Oh, okay. So you didn't manage first place.
Yeah, but we were going for overall, and easily we were going to do it. At that time, we were the highest-placed American car.
You continue to drive that summer. Then comes 1968, and Sunray decides, well, this is good. We're going to expand our race team, and they enter three cars in the 24 hours of Daytona. Here comes a 68, and you still have your 67. I understand you were given a choice,
mm-hmm.
and you could choose to go with the 68 or stay with the 67. What did you choose to do?
Well, I chose the 67 because I knew what it was going to do. The 68 was aerodynamically superior, but I didn't think that would make much difference in a race that long. So consequently, I took the 67, and we were way ahead. Well, the 68s, then they had an unrelated failure, a rear end failure on those. They were still able to run, but they were out of contention. We took the famous picture of the three cars together on the Daytona bank. So it made for good publicity from Sunray DX.
You talked about the aerodynamics of the 68. The 67 was predicted to be slower. But the big problem, as I understand it, of the 68 was the front end lift. And the designer, as we've talked about, Zora Duntiff, said that above 150 miles per hour, they became bad airplanes.
Well, that would be Zora's thinking for sure. Yeah, Delmo Johnson was quite a character. He'd like to go by the pits, and of course, going into turn three, you were going 194 miles an hour. That's where they had the trap set up to check on your speed. But I can remember Delmo would go by, and he'd just turn the wheel loose, and the front wheels go every which way because there was no pressure on them. And then he'd get it back down and go on. But Delmo thought he was very cute that way, but...
Yeah.
Showing.
Well, the front end was flying, wasn't it?
It was flying. We discovered the low pressure bidding was on the hood. That hood, that was the major advantage it had over the 68th. Right before your windshield was a low pressure. I'm no engineer. Meaning it kept you on the ground or destroyed the lift of the front end, and therefore it was faster.
Yeah.
Now, someplace in all the write-ups, they attribute me to saying something like, well, if it gets out of hand on that racetrack, you just hit it in at that speed against the wall and wear it down and it gets you straightened out. Well, yeah, that would do it. But that's some more of what aerodynamics happened to those cars.
But those new and improved 68 Corvettes had many problems. I'm reading here now, including severely overheated differentials
yeah.
that took them out of contention.